So we find those goodly postures that are grounded. Feet, legs, bottom, hands, really feel them. That are balanced. The balance of the feet, the bottom, the hands. Where there's a courageous poise with the shoulders rolled up, back and down, and finally pausing, creating a nice strong back and a soft front. The chest naturally lifts, and we might feel that soft opening and a bit of courage there to meet this life. And we ensure that we balance our head nicely on our neck, and that our eyes are outwards or even a little upwards with a sense of a very big view of this life. So feeling into these postures, breathing into it, feeling breath in the whole body. Remembering why you're here, what's important to you, that you'll engage with this practice as best you can. So Thich Nhat Hanh, great teacher of compassion, and especially compassion with equanimity, as someone who helped both sides during the Vietnam War, he being Vietnamese, and could appreciate that both sides were suffering. Profound equanimity and compassion. And so this poem, it's a bit long, but it's well worth the listening, really speaks to that combination of compassion balanced by equanimity. Please call me by my true names. Don't say that I will depart tomorrow. Even today I am still arriving. Look deeply. Every second I am arriving to be a bud on a spring branch, to be a tiny bird with still fragile wings, learning to sing in my new nest, to be a caterpillar in the heart of a flower, to be a jewel hiding itself in a stone. I still arrive in order to laugh and to cry, to fear and to hope. The rhythm of my heart is the birth and death of all that is alive. I am a mayfly metamorphosing on the surface of the river, and I am the bird that swoops down to swallow the mayfly. I am a frog swimming happily in the clear water of a pond, and I am the grass snake that silently feeds itself on the frog. I am the child in Uganda, all skin and bones, my legs as thin as bamboo sticks, and I am the arms merchant still selling deadly weapons to Uganda. I am the 12-year-old girl refugee in a small boat who throws herself into the ocean after being raped by a sea pirate. And I am also the pirate, my heart not yet capable of seeing and loving. I am a member of the Politburo with plenty of power in my hands. And I am the man who has to pay his debt of blood to my people, dying slowly in a forced labor camp. My joy is like spring, so warm it makes flowers bloom all over the earth. My pain is like a river of tears, so vast it fills the four oceans. Please call me by my true names, so I can hear all my cries and laughter at once, so I can see that my joy and pain are one. Please call me by my true names, so I can wake up and the door of my heart could be left open, the door of compassion. These are strong, challenging words from Thich Nhat Hanh. I really urge us to trust them and him in his wisdom and compassion, that he knows what he's talking about. Lastly, he also writes in his poem For Warmth, I hold my face in my two hands. No, I am not crying. I hold my face in my two hands to keep my loneliness warm. Two hands protecting, two hands nourishing, two hands preventing my soul from leaving me in anger. This is the big challenge of our times. Maybe all times. And so, sitting with body, sitting with breathing, in all these ways we've been practicing today. Grounded, balanced, courageous poise in the big view that Thich Nhat Hanh was talking about. As we feel breath and body together, doing what we can to cultivate this soft front, this soft open heart that meets life with a strong back. Appreciating the lovely uplift and energizing and opening effects with each in-breath. Opening to this life. Appreciating the soft, relaxing, peaceful effects of each out-breath. How the out-breath cultivates ease, healing. And so engaging in some piece of your own struggle, your own suffering. Maybe the poem stirred up something of your own suffering of late, whether dealing with the pandemic, climate change, the war, something much more personal. Don't take on anything that feels too large for you. Those all sounded very large, but they're not necessarily for each one of us. Some peace that when you contemplate it is 2 or 3 out of 10 in intensity. That there's stress. You feel it in the body. Being brave and courageous as we're grounded and balanced. And breathing in that suffering of ours. And with each out-breath, breathing out relief for ourselves. So breathe into the pain and breathe out some relief. Feel the relief of the out-breath. Any point it feels too much, just let the practice be. Ground, balance, courageous poise, big view. And as you breathe in and out your particular suffering or stress, breathe in and out, if you will, for others who just like me experience this. Doesn't have to be exactly the same story, but there's a flavor here. Yes, just like me, others are struggling with the pandemic, or just like me, others are struggling with the news these days. And send out the relief to them along with yourself, a community. It's true that we all suffer together and we also heal together, find relief together, just like me. Noticing how this has been for you so far, so pausing here. If there's overwhelm, you let the practice go and you simply sit with our nice postures and the breath. Maybe you open the eyes, you open to sounds, and you ground, you stabilize, so that equanimity can return. It's okay if there's tears. We can weep for ourselves and others in the world and do it with balance, with composure, knowing that all difficulties come and go, and that we're connected. And if you feel that you can take this practice a little farther, that's great. If not, continue to practice with yourself and those like you, or just with breath and body. And if you feel like you'd like to take the practice a little farther, connect now to others, perhaps even a difficult one. Knowing that when others are difficult for us, that they are actually suffering. This is what Thich Nhat Hanh was writing about in For Warmth. He's holding himself with compassion, so remember that soothing touch throughout, so that he's not left with anger. So knowing all beings suffer just like me, can you connect with the suffering of this one? It's maybe a little difficult. Maybe it's a noisy neighbor or a not so friendly retail person, or doesn't need to be something deep. And perhaps just knowing that we all suffer, we breathe in the suffering of this one. And we breathe out relief, healing, spaciousness for this one. We remember this suffering will pass, as do all things. We remember that everyone is on their own journey. And while we can't be responsible for others' sufferings, we can care with balance. And then letting go of any sense of self or other, and just feeling body sitting, being breathed. Feeling that gracious equanimity through the posture. Feeling possibly a soft, open heart through the chest. It's said that compassion is the quivering of the heart in the face of suffering, yours and mine. Yours and mine. And we remember that everyone is on his or her own journey. That while we're not responsible for relieving fully the pain of others, we can still care. And we can do so knowing that this suffering too will pass, as do all things.